If there is much more demand, they'd need to build more ships. That, according to Glenn Nekvasil with the Cleveland-based Lake Carriers Association. His group represents Lakers, which ply the waters between Great Lakes ports. This month, the 730-foot Edward Ryerson made its first trip in 8 years, leaving the shipyards in Sturgeon Bay for Superior. But Nekvasil says a tug and two barges are also being modernized, and the 826-foot Lee Trigurtha is getting a makeover also in Sturgeon Bay. But that's not all.
The Interlake Steamship Company recently dry docked its last straight decker, the John Sherwin, to take a look at what it would all involve to convert her to a self-unloader. I don't believe they have made a decision, but we really do not have much excess capacity here on the lakes. The Ryerson coming out. Now the Sherwin, well, she has not sailed in quite some time.
The 806-foot Sherwin hasn't sailed since she was laid up in Superior in 1981. Nekvasil says this bodes well for the Great Lakes and the economies of the United States and Canada.
Demand for Western coal, for example, continues to grow. The steel mills are operating at high levels. Construction industry, this is the prime construction season.
There are 62 Lakers in the Lake Carriers Association. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.